A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Lamed Hei, Ksubas 35b, pagination is 70, counting up from the bottom of the page 6 lines, Tafresh Tanu Rabbanon. In the beginning of the Perek, we introduced a concept based on Psukim in the Torah, the cases of Ones Umefate. Ones is that a man forcibly had relations with a woman. Mefata is that he convinced her to do so, but because of her age, fairly young, it's considered a violation of her rights, not just an improper act in moral standards, but it's underage seduction. It's considered something that he's going to have to make right somehow. And we deal with concepts of payment and of taking her as his wife. The Gemara here states, Tanu Rabbanon, Arayus Ushenios, if the woman is forbidden to him, as an erva, which is a high-level biblical prohibition, or shenios, or as a secondary level of prohibition, larayis, that type of erva, ein lohem lo knas velo pitui, there's not going to be knas or pitui. These rules of ones, umefata, are not going to apply. Now, in our basic understanding, the Gemara does indicate in the beginning of the Perek that for Ones and Mefata to apply, it has to be a case where he could take her as a wife. There are two ways to phrase this. Isha sheyesh bahavaya, a woman in whom the Kiddushin would take effect. So that if the erva is such a high-level immoral relationship that kiddushin would not take effect, then the process of ones and mefata with the fine and obligating him to take her, it's not going to apply. That parsha was not talking about this case. And the other way we could phrase it is isha haru'uya lekaima, a woman that's fitting to remain as his wife, which means not only are we going to exclude cases that Kiddushin simply doesn't take effect, but even cases where Kiddushin would take effect, but he would be obligated to divorce her because it is an erva on some level, that also is not going to be included in Ones Umefata. But for now, as a basic understanding, however we phrase the exact nuance, but if it's not going to work as a marriage, then the concept of ones and mefata is not going to apply. Dropping down to one line up from the bottom of the page, my arayus umay shnios la arayus. The Gemara wants to know, what did we mean when we said arayus, and what did we mean when we said shenios la'arayus? Now, keep in mind that normally in the context of arayus and shenios, arayus means the biblical prohibitions, and shenios, from the word sheni, second or secondary, is usually going to mean the rabbinically prohibited relationships. So that Rashi, for example, gives the illustration, kigon eim imo ve'eim oviv, a person's grandmother maternal or grandmother paternal are going to be shenios secondary, prohibited from rabbinic legislation. Because in the Torah we only mention one's mother as a prohibited relationship, but the grandmother and that would be both maternal and paternal, are going to be prohibited from rabbinic legislation. And normally, arayas and shnios is going to refer to that type of development of these laws. The Gemara says, Ilema arayos mamish, arayas mamish. When you say arayas, you mean literally the arayas listed in the Torah, and shnios midivrei sofrim, when it says secondary, you're referring to the rabbinics. Keva midoraisa chazyolei. Once a woman is permitted to him biblically, amai ein la knas, why wouldn't she get knas? Even if the rabbis tell you that you can't keep her as a wife or you can't marry her or whatever the rabbis are going to say, but the section in the Torah that indicated that a fine has to be paid is certainly going to apply to that woman and that relationship. It's only rabbinically that she is prohibited to you, and therefore knas would definitely apply. Ella, rather, what could this statement in Gemara have meant when it said that both arayas and shnios are both going to be excluded from the section in the Torah referring to ones and mefata? Says the Gemara, one approach, arayas chayve misos bezdin. The primary means those that are enforceable as a capital offense in the earthly court. Shnios and secondaries are chayve krisos, things that are not enforceable in the earthly court, but we're told that spiritually Hashem cuts the person off, and in this world, a person is able to atone of his own volition. He can decide to atone, bring a karban. Zedono kares shigigaso chatos is the expression, but it's not going to be enforceable as a capital offense in the earthly court, and therefore it's called shnios. Avochayve lavin yesh lahem knas. But once you get something that's only prohibited as a lav, as a prohibition, that would get knas, and that's what you meant. Arayas, shnios, and then there's a third level of chayve lavin, which would have knas. Umani shimon hatemonihi, and it follows the ruling of shimon hatemoni, who holds that as long as you could marry the woman, in terms of not that you're permitted to marry her, but it would work. It would make kiddushin. It would turn her into a married woman. So then there's going to be knas. Not that we tell you to marry her, but there would be knas. The topic of knas applies to her because theoretically, yesh lo ba likuchin, you could make kiddushin in her. Ika da amri, but a second approach here is, arayas is chayve misos bezdin v'chayve krisos. Arayas includes both types of capital offense, even if the earthly court can't enforce it, but either earthly court capital offense or the spiritual dimension in heaven, they do kares, they cut him off. So that's also considered arayas. And shnios, when we said secondary, we meant to exclude from the topic of ones and mefata even chayve lavin, even simple prohibitions. Mani Rab Shimon ben Manasseh hi, and it's following the opinion of Rab Shimon ben Manasseh, who holds that even if you could marry her, she still might not be included in the sugya of knas, because you need for knas isha haru'uya lekaima, a woman that's endorsable to stay with her. So again, there was a general machlokes regarding ones and mefata, whether this section in the Torah requires simply that you could marry her, or does it require that you should be able to marry her and stay with her? And the difference, of course, will be, what about chayve lavin, which are prohibited, but if you did the kiddushin would work and turn her into a married woman. Is that enough of this concept of I could marry her to make it included in the topic of ones and mefata, which talks about fines and marrying her? Or because you can't stay with her, that's not sufficient to fulfill the requirements described in the Torah of a fine and marrying her. You're supposed to stay with her. And therefore, such cases of chayvei lavin might not be included in the topic of ones and mefata. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.